You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
About it, because out of all of that, I still gotta cry out to him and say, Lord, deliver me. So I had to say, Lord, deliver me, yeah, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me, oh Lord. Anybody can testify, hurt me. And I say, Lord,
I'm gonna praise him for the good and the bad. Because I know, let me tell y'all something, if he did it for me, I know he'll do the same for you. So this time I want you to grab your neighbor by the hand and lift it up real high and say, we're coming out of this. We're coming out of this. I'm 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 coming out of this. All the pressure.
I'm coming out.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight, D?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I am doing excellent. I am doing excellent. We're just going to kind of have a pretty good time tonight. We're going to conversate about
Hey. You forgot my homie? My homie.
We got
my
Kia homie.
I boss in the building.
We got Kia D in the I did see her walk in, and I thought she was just going to the cooler. I didn't know she was coming straight in the booth.
Oh, okay. I'll let you make it. I don't know if she'll let you make it, but I'll let you make it. Happy Friday, team. Happy Friday. T. Smiley is in the building as well.
What's up, everybody?
Smiley.
Man, I just got in the house, man. Listen, I had a long day. I done had a scare today. By the way, this is Mind, Body, and Soul on We Talk Radio with your host, Big Joe. But yeah, man, I had a scare today, man. You know, I walk in the field. You know,
Talk to me. What happened?
Man, like, okay, so basically, you know, I work in the medical field, and we deal with patients that are sick. Of course, we deal with patients that's, you know, COVID patients. So this morning I didn't stop. The patient actually called last night. This morning around 3 o'clock, long story short, I had to go out there and replace her machine. So on the note, on the ticket, it didn't say anything about this patient, you know, being COVID or anything. So, you know, I still go in with a mask and gloves on. But if they're a COVID patient, you have to put on the whole PPE, like the gown, the shoe booties, and all that. So did that stop. Later on this evening, they was like, I think your patient may have had COVID. I don't know, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, yeah, it's a prime time to tell me that. I mean, that was the first stop. You know what I'm saying? I done been in other people's houses. I done dealt with COVID patients today and everything, man. So I just got a call, like, right before I got to the house. And it was like, nah, that patient, you know, they want to do all the charts, doctor's notes and everything. And so that patient, thank God, was not COVID. So I ain't got to be scared. But somebody.
I was still going my PPE or hazmat suit to anybody's house because you can't trust none of that.
That's true. But with the rules of wearing PPE right now, because of how much everything is being sold out back ordered, on hold and all that stuff. We have to wear our PPE equipment like maybe two or three times before we have to get rid of it and use another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a, you know, right now we're kind of in a strain too because, you know, granted they ordered stuff for us, but that was the first wave, as they say. Now that the second wave came around, you know what I'm saying? Now the second wave came around, it's like, okay, well, you should have prepared for the second wave more than you did the first wave because now, you know, we kind of limited. So
let me say something real quick. B-Ray, you recently went and had a surgical procedure, right?
Yes.
Okay. When the doctor did your surgery, do you know if they used the same gown that they used on the surgery prior, or did they get a new gown and new gloves and new mask?
That part, the gowns are worn all day. The mask and the gloves are changed. They all are double gloved. Every person, from the doctor to the nurse or the medical assistant and phlebotomist, they're double gloved. But the gowns they wear pretty much all day. And,
but you see what the confusion is. You see how easy
it is to spread this stuff.
Yeah, right. Because the simple fact of, you know, we're in healthcare, we're healthcare professionals, and they tell you everything to do to be safe. But the main thing that they got on that they wearing all day is probably the main thing that's spreading it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you think about
it, what I did notice, he did Lysol himself down as he got into the room where I was. He Lysol himself down. So I can say that was a plus side to me because I used to work in the lab and we've been in lab coats all day and ain't, you know, worried about all this other stuff that was going on. That was like when the Ebola was going on. I was in the same gown for the whole 8 to 12 hour shift that I was working. But I noticed that he uses Lysol before going into each patient room or while he's walking into the room so they'll know, hey, okay, whatever's on me from the previous patient, you ain't gonna catch it. So
well,
I was
see,
proud of
to,
that.
We have to wipe down, spray down and everything once we leave every patient's house, even with the tanks and stuff like that, the oxygen tanks, even the empty ones that we pick up, we have to wipe those down before we even put them on the truck because we have to send those off to get refilled just for them to bring it back to us so we can wipe it down again and take it to another patient, you know, of a different house. So it's a lot of ways it's supposed to get spread it. But, again, I just think now that patient wasn't positive that I went to the house this morning. But somebody is getting written up on Monday.
No.
I'm just going to tell you that much.
No, I have to ask.
Okay.
No, I do have to ask. With all the precautions that you took are taking, do you feel that enough is being done or more could be done as far as protection-wise for you?
This is my first full week back out in the field from when all this happened. So back in March, I guess when it happened, back then when it first started anyway, then I would say, we need more of this, we need more of that, only because we didn't know how to go about as far as protecting yourself. But now, with all the knowledge and everything, I feel safe.
No.
I feel safer. I'm going to say all the way safe because that's just impossible. But I feel somewhat more safe than what I was when this first started. Because I was like, when it first started, I was like, oh, no, I'm not going out there. Y'all put me in the office. I'm going to quit, you know, straight up. Like, I'm not doing that. But now it's like, like you said, our job changed. They changed the rules and changed the way of doing things so much now to the point where we can do all this stuff. We can do a virtual setup and never see a patient. So I think it's pretty good right now.
Now, you said something as far as in taking precautions, and I think the funny thing about we're taking more precautions is it's normal things that we should be doing anyway. We should be washing our hands more. We should be more conscious of what we put near our face and near our hands and near our mouths. It's almost like we should have already been alert to this. So it is
exactly.
It is
exactly.
Very
also for those that need it or want it, every Tuesday and Saturday, Paul Quinn College is offering free corona testing. And then on Thursdays, the Friendship West Baptist Church, the old church that's on Keith Boulevard, is offering free corona testing. No appointment is needed. They'll give you like a little barcode scanner to register yourself. You get your results back in 2 to 4 days. I took my son and I, we went to go do it, and we both came back negative. So, and then I also had one at the doctor's office when they did the surgery, and that one came back negative as well. So, just information that y'all can use if you're thinking about getting tested and you don't want to, come out your pocket. Paul Quinn College, Tuesdays and Saturdays, and Friendship West Baptist Church on Keith Avenue on Thursdays.
Thank you so much. That is information that we can definitely use right now.
No,
listen, man, I came in and started talking about my experience, man. I'm sorry, we didn't even get all the way started into the show, man. What you got for some topics for tonight, man?
Oh, we gonna have some of everything. I'm actually digging into the word right now, and I'm looking at something. Again, this is the Mind, Body, and Soul Show with Big Joe. I am your host, Big Joe, joined with Kia D, T Smiley, and B Ray. B Ray, are you holding down the ones and twos?
I sure am. Are you ready for a little something?
I'm ready for a little something.
Just a
little something. How about you give me two songs if you can, and we
two
go.
Songs
we'll be
coming right up.
We'll be right
there. You go.
Right
there. All right.
Right here. We're going to be
How many people encouraged tonight?
Right, Waddy. Trying to give them a little minute to catch their breath. I'm about to catch mine. That's right, that's right. Speak over yourself.
They say all good things come to an end. That's not the case. No. Right here on Fridays. That's right, a new day, a new time. Friday on We Talk Radio, Mind, Body, and Soul Show with your host, Big Joe. Of course, I'm Big Joe. So tune in on Friday right here on We Talk Radio.
And we're back.
I almost sound like a movie star right there. I was like, hey, who is that? No. Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul Show with Big Joe. I'm your host, Big Joe. Just having a little fun. Right here on the Mind, Body, and Soul Show on We Talk Radio. We were holding a conversation, and it is a really, really good one. With the coronavirus, everything the way it is, going the way it is, with it being so scary, so easy to catch, how do you contain something that is almost or is considered airborne? How do you keep it? Keep it contained.
Okay, I'm going to act like 45 and say, why don't you trap it in a jar?
Oh!
Wow.
Come on, 45.
Well, unfortunately, we have a world. We have a world and we have a place called Earth where you cannot contain nothing like that. So,
okay.
When you got people who like you know, the Karens of the world who walk around sneezing and coughing on people on purpose,
and the Karens is gonna almost got knocked out today messing with me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Go ahead, T Smiley.
Yeah,
we're gonna come back to that.
We're gonna come back to that. But to answer that question, Big Joe, there's nothing we can do to contain anything right now. Unless they do like I said, those old school movies where it was something going on outside, and if somebody stepped foot outside, they got like the guard or something out there, kind of, you know, taking them away if they make it a law, you know what I'm saying? So besides that, which I know they ain't gonna do that, there's no way we can contain nothing.
So
we just
got to
do our part. We just got
to
do our part.
I don't mean to.
Are you good?
To me, what's scary is they're already talking about a second wave. We didn't really hear about the first wave until it was almost too late. So now we have a second wave. What's to say there's not a third or fourth or fifth or sixth wave? How many waves do we have to go? What can we really do in a time like this? It's almost as I heard you be when you were saying, you know, stay masked up, stay gloved up. Even with masked up and gloves up, once you take them off, aren't you contaminating yourself and things in your house once you bring it around? If you can't necessarily stop yourself from getting a common cold, how would you really be able to stop yourself from getting the coronavirus?
Yeah, you're right. That's a good question. I mean, even saying, you know, you wear your mask and gloves all day, but then when you get home, it's like, it kind of make you feel like at some point it's like, dang, that was all for nothing. You know what I mean? I feel you on that, it's like I go throughout the day and I'm trying to be so protected, so cautious, and, you know, wearing masks and gloves, but then as soon as I get home, it's like the rules don't matter. So that's a good one.
Another funny thing, like we were saying earlier. Talk to me, B.
I was going to say, well, I know in my household, what we do is we leave a pair of clothes, like, by the door, and as soon as we come in from outside, we shedding those clothes that we was outside in and putting them in a bag and take them to, you know, wash them up or whatever. We don't go sitting on any of our furniture just coming in from outside. That's just one of my, I guess, OCD ways. I just can't, I don't want to contaminate anything that I'm sitting on and lay on it. Plus, we got plenty of, you know, plenty of Lysol, plenty of Fabuloso or whatever, Pine Sol or whatever, and everything is sprayed down. The doorknobs, everything is sprayed down. So I guess the OCD is kicking in since all of this has happened. Now, before it happened, yeah, we can come in and just sit and do whatever, but now that it's happened, we have a change. We got a pile of clothes that we, you know, get out of, put something else on, and then proceed to sit down. So it's like we're stripping at the door. And that's how we've been keeping safe over here. I don't know if that's, you know, if that works for everyone, but that's what happens here.
I said that on a show about a month ago, and y'all told me I was a liar, or maybe that was just Métis. She told me, no, you don't. Every time you come home, you do that. I'm like, yes. Every time when T. Smiley comes to visit, he got to strip before he walk in this, in my house. Got to have his clothes.
Exactly.
OFF.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, so real talk, this is the only way to keep it out of your house. And then you put those clothes in a sack, take those clothes to the laundry room, keep them in that sack until it's time to wash those clothes. No joke.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because a lot of times you can't wash immediately, but then you'd be washing every day, you know, one or two items. So you keep it in that sack until it's time to rip that bag open. That bag that you ripped open immediately goes in the trash can. Like, you do not recycle that sack.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, that's what we do with this household, and I see a kid's household. But that's one way to slow the spread. Of you being the individual of your house, that's one way of stopping the spread. Like, I always sanitize the outside door handle along with the inside door handle with these Lysol wipes, Clorox wipes. So, like, yeah, everything is, you know, A1 when you come over here.
Take off, baby. Yep.
A1 from day one. Yep. And
right.
So since we're on the mind and body, there are tons of locations that are giving out food boxes. I mean, from the staples like your potatoes, onions, lettuce, carrots, squash, bananas, oranges, you name it. There are tons of places that's giving those out around the community. Now, here just in Dallas, but even, well, I'm staying at DFW Metroplex. And I just happened to be signed up with two of them. But my mom and I, we go through each week and grab a couple of boxes, and we pass them out to the community or to those that are in need. Like I told Kia, hey, come get some of this stuff because it's more than I can handle. I don't need it all. But I want to help somebody, and this is my public service announcement. I want to help you. So if you need food items, we got you. And that's gonna be a We Talk promotion, because trust me, we're gonna make that happen. There's food pantries all over the place that you can go to. They don't care how many. If you're in the car by yourself, they'll ask you how many is in the family. They don't care. They're not trying to verify anything. They're just trying to give you the food. So. There you go.
Thank you for that information.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
What are we doing for mental health now that we're just sitting at home, or even health care now that we're just sitting at home? Yeah, gyms are still probably just opening or... would you even want to go to? What are we doing to keep ourselves in shape?
Well, I'm not going to a gym. Two, I got exercise equipment at my house, my brother's house. So that's where I'll be working out at. I'm not going
as
to a gym.
As far as the mind, before I go there, you're saying, you know, how does it affect your mind and stuff like that? Like, I know we have to, like, we're taking all these precautions and safety extra safety, mainly common sense, washing your hands and stuff on a normal. Dealing with all that, listening to all that, seeing all that news and stuff, sometimes to break away from that, you know, do something, watch a funny movie or some comedy or something like that, take your mind off of, you know, everything that's out there that's negative that's going on, you know, because we have to take a break, because if not, you'll stress out about it, and before you know it, you know, you're sitting up watching something and eating a whole tube of ice cream or snacking on some chips, and then that's messing up your health, because now you're getting extra weight, and then now you're getting, you know, your sugar all out of whack, or your blood pressure all out of whack, or your cholesterol, high blood, you know, all that stuff. So it all plays a part, yeah.
Good job. Right on. You know, people are so used to moving, like me, for example. You know, I'm used to going and moving and shaking and boom, 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 and up at 6, 7 a.m. and, you know, not done until after the radio show, you know, which is 10 o'clock and sometimes a lot later, you know, depending on if me and B-Ray or me and T. Smiley or me and Big Joe or whoever, sometimes all of us, you know, we have to sit down and debrief after those shows. So it's another radio show after that show, you know what I'm saying, through the conversations that we're having, you know. So I'm used to moving a lot, and so it was a drastic change, really, not being able to do anything, and of course I have had to, you know, admit that I have gained weight because I've been sitting, even though I've been trying to move. I've been up moving all around the house and, you know, shaking and even, you know, when I'm in the studio, I'm zoop, 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 but that's not enough moving, you know. I need to be, you know, moving, you know. So going for walks and stuff like that is really good. You know, if you're looking for ways to help yourself out, I'm sure Big Joe, that's the next thing. Well, what can we do? How can we help each other? One of those things is if you have a house, go in your backyard, walk around the yard. I know it sounds stupid, just corner to corner, just walk that bad boy. If you have an apartment complex, walk the apartment complex, walk around the circumference of the apartment complex. Or if you have a neighborhood, walk around that neighborhood and do everything that you can to completely stay active. There are also a lot, if you have access to internet, there are a lot of videos on YouTube, dance videos, any kind of dance that you could ever imagine even wanting to do or that you've already done and you just need some brushing up on it. Go online, type it up in YouTube, type the name of the dance or type of, you know, dance instructor intro level or, you know, Zumba dance or whatever. Every video that you could possibly imagine is going to pull up. It's people showing you how to do this for free. And a lot of these videos go at a very slow pace. Some of them are fast paced. It's up to you. But it's just a great way to get some exercise. And there's a lot of other ways, so many other ways that you can, if you're married and you're looking to have get some exercise, if you are a married husband and wife, definitely sex. Sex is one of the best exercises ever. So I'm sure you can try that out. Y'all might not have tried that in a long time because a lot of married couples, they, you know, hey, they slipping on their pimping sometimes. This is a great way to get some exercise, ladies. So I'm not giving any pointers. That ain't what we do here. We don't give classes for that. But there are amazing ways to get some good exercise in. Also, exercise your brain. Don't negate the fact that there. You can go online and look up the dictionary. You just start writing down words and write down the, you know, or get, you know, do a spelling bee with your children, or, you know, do a definition bee where, you know, you got to come up with a definition of the word, you know, so it's not just the spelling of the word, but it's also the definition of that word as well. So you can expand your mind. Get a coloring book. You haven't colored in years. Go to the Walmart and grab yourself a coloring book. I was coloring with my grandbaby yesterday or today. I was like, man, this is real therapeutic. So I mean, there's a lot of different things, crossword puzzles, you know, all kinds of stuff that you can do. Learn a new language. Stretch your brain out as much as you possibly can, but don't get complacent right now.
Yeah. Now, my next big question.
This is a big question. We have a little time left, so we're going to kind of go around the room. I'm going to let you guys give your answers first. With everything going on, not only COVID, but just life. Sometimes life can happen and things can happen beyond your control. How have you been able to encourage yourself when there's no one around to encourage you? What do you do?
Well, I pray and meditate. That's what I do.
B-Ray said she pray and meditate. I love it.
Okay, how do you meditate?
In silence.
What is your...
In darkness.
Or
I get into... No, for real. Like... Not what you call what I forgot what they're called, but I get into like a pretty much like crisscross applesauce, but they're not crisscross, they're just feet touching. And I get into a dark, go into my dark closet and just sit there and meditate on something with a candle. I wouldn't call it a seance, that's more satanic, but you know, I just get in there and pray, do some little stretches, do some.
I was looking because you had to go with it until you said candle.
No, just some candles. You know, lit that fresh aroma. Just, you know, inhale that fresh aroma and don't know about my business.
Okay.
Do that about 15, 20 minutes every day.
Wow.
That's good, D-Ray. That's real good, mate. That's real good.
Talk to me, T-Smile.
Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. So I'm going to tell you this. What's really interesting is that for the longest time, what people really didn't know about me is that I suffered from anxiety and depression and heavy depression, heavy anxiety. And one of the things that I really suffered with was low self-esteem. You can call it a disorder if you want to, but it is real. And so I painted a picture of myself that was unreal, but it was the picture that I had painted of myself, and that was the one that I had convinced myself that I needed to look at. Well, you know, one day, of course, you know, God really being, because I'm His, you know, and of course, growing up in church, you always say it, you don't realize what you're saying. You're repeating these songs and repeating these things. And then, of course, having to put it in effect, you know, here I am. Of course, there I was years ago, realizing that the only way that I was going to be able to encourage myself or get the encouragement that I needed was going to be, I have to encourage myself. Well, how do I do that? It's easy to say that, right? How do I do it? And you actively have to, every day, tell yourself how amazing you are, how incredible you are. I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. Whenever I would look in the mirror, I would cry. Don't ask me to look at myself in the eyes in the mirror, because I would cry. I would be so depressed. Well, now I can look people face-to-face and actually have conversations. I can look at myself in the mirror and love who I see. But it was only because every day I had to feed myself, you are amazing. You know, it didn't even matter what I was told. It didn't matter what I had went through. I couldn't even say, I never even said, it doesn't matter what you went through, because that was out of my vocabulary. What was in my vocabulary was, you are amazing. Not in spite of, all that was gone. In spite of what you've gone through, cut that piece out. No, it is, you are amazing, period. That was it. No, you are great, period. That's it. No, you are happy, period. That's what you have to do, and it has to be consistent. It has to be consistent. You have to do it, and it has to remain consistent. And that's the only way you're going to be able to, because there's no line. You can go to a counselor all day long. Trust me, it ain't. You counseling is great. I'm not here to negate counseling. Counseling is amazing, but it's not gonna give you what you need. You are the only one. You and God aligning together are the only way that it's gonna happen. And He's gotta feed it into you, and then you're gonna speak it out of your mouth, and it's gonna happen. And you are gonna be great because you are great and you are amazing. And that's how you encourage yourself. That was how I did it. Everybody got their own way.
So Big Joe, you said, I know you said encourage yourself, but you also said something about if something happens and it's out of your control and you can't do nothing, like how do you react to that? Didn't you say something like that?
Yeah. How do you still encourage yourself to go on when something happens out of your control?
Okay. So, for me, I would say it was a situation. I was here, you know, I'm from Arkansas, so something happened at home, and, you know, I was real hysterical about it. I wanted to get there, you know, I was, you know, upset, crying and everything. Kind of just, you know, going, I don't want to say crazy, but, you know, pretty much having like an anxiety attack pretty much because I can't be there, and I know the situation is going on, and I want to be there right then and all that. And so I was sitting there, and I was having this fit, but then I thought about my raising, my growing up, you know, in the church, and the best way I could encourage myself or to calm myself down is to really just kind of take a deep breath, sit there for a minute, and have a conversation, you know, just talk to the Lord, just pretty much everything you feel and just let it out, you know what I'm saying? And that calmed me. So encouraging myself I would have a conversation one-on-one with the Lord.
And also, music is my therapy.
That's a good one.
That's you know what? That's my number. I would say that's my number two, especially when I'm out working or, you know, driving. Mm-hmm. You know, because I drive, and you know, something I could be having a bad day, and I would just have to literally I would have music in my head to the point where I would just go on YouTube and type in a song, and just listen to that song while I'm driving, and before you know it, I don't even know what I was mad about. You know,
right. Like music is a whole mood changer, and I found that out recently. Well, not recently, but I found that out a long time ago. Like, if I'm down and out, I'll play some encouraging music. I like all genres of music, but my top two is gospel and R&B. So, you know, if I was feeling some type of way, it would be a gospel song or R&B song to get me through. Just listening to the lyrics and meditating on those words, it's just like, wow, okay, you good. Let's move on. Next.
I'm telling you, man, today, listen. Today, I'm sorry, Big Joe. Today I had to have a praise break moment today. You know, so I'm over there listening to drummers playing, you know, shout music, stuff like that. That's just, you know, that's just me. I love it. I love that. So if I can go there, yeah, I will go there. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say the best way I found to encourage myself is to pray. And you have to talk to yourself sometimes. There are times when only you can say what you need to hear.
Wow! Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't be around people doing that because talking to yourself that'll put a stigma on yourself, and you don't want that.
No. And actually,
but you
in all reality,
to the point to where you don't care.
You're not talking to yourself. You're not talking to yourself. You're actually talking to your Father who hears you.
There we go.
And know that. But before we go, because we only have about 7 minutes, you know, we got to get ready to pray. Who's gonna pray us out tonight?
You gonna pray us out, man? It's your first night, Friday. It's you tonight.
All right, no problem. But before we go, because we brought up music, I gotta know your old time gospel song, one of the ones that you could hear, one of your favorites, all the way around the room that you could hear, and it just changed your mood.
Got me over like Rachel.
Wow.
Over.
Wow. Ooh, that's hard for me, man.
He Turned It by Ty Tribbett.
Oh, man.
Boy.
I said old school.
Oh, you said old school. Old school.
I'm sorry. My old school would be Something About the Name of Jesus with Rance Allen.
Nice.
Gotcha. Still fairly new, but I got you.
Right. You know, since I'm the youngest, that's my old school. I'm sorry.
I forgot. I did smell a little Similac, but I don't say nothing.
All right, come on
Talk
in the room.
Talk to me, kid. What you got? Come on in the room.
Oh man, I really, you know, really one of my favorite songs from back in the day is The Potter's House. You remember The Potter Wants to Put You Back Together Again? You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful song. My stepdad sang that, and a lady by the name of Cheryl Warren sang that together at a church that I went to. And I always have remembered them literally singing that song together and how it sounded, how beautiful it sounded. And it's always meant something to me because The Potter does want to put you back together again. You could be broken, but you can stop by the potter's house.
Uh-huh.
And the potter is going to put you back together again. So that's basically what that song is. That's just
you
one of the amazing songs.
You better say it.
And Cheerios. You remember that song? Cheerios, put you to the bottom of the bowl and let them rise
really?
To the top. Yeah, we sang that song. I don't know if y'all remember
Hold on. I got one, y'all. Richard Smallwood, Total Praise.
Man, yes. Total Praise. Man. Anything by John
B. Keith, also. My two. I'm going to give them to you, and then we're going to pray out and get a song. B-Ray, you ready? You got a song ready for me?
Yep.
Now, my two, all-time favorite, old school, would be Jesus Saved by Marvin Winans. And the song that always took me. The song that always does something to me is Jesus Will Work It Out.
Oh, yes, it will, Jesus. We'll work it out. If you let him. Got problems on my left, because there can seem to stop. Listen, we got to have that next time. Next time, we got to have that be right for my voice. Just got this man off, dude.
Let's pray out. Heavenly Father, we come in the most humblest way we know how, Lord, just saying thank you for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just bless right now, Heavenly Father. You have your way. Heavenly Father, if someone is listening who do not know you, Heavenly Father, give them an opportunity to sit with you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just watch over each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Bless us as you see fit. We'll forever give your name the praise. Thank you for all that you have done, all that you will do, and all that you are continuing to do on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God.
Oh, we just don't have church.
I know the Lord. I know the Lord.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.